This is Wright Brennan with the Lost in the Midlands podcast, brought to you by C. Wright Roofing. And today I'm fired up to be here with Mr. Sidney Hoff with Fastest Labs, entrepreneur here. He's working in multiple states, doing all kinds of awesome stuff. Sidney, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I am fired up that we reconnected.
Yeah.
We kind of have a little bit of history here locally, going to the same high school, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to see your businesses do so well. And I want to hear a little bit about maybe that journey to kind of your first entrepreneurial endeavor. So let's shoot it back to high school. You left AC Floor, the home, the Fighting Falcons. What was the move after that?
So I ended up going to... not too far away.
Yeah.
Up the street to Spartanburg Methodist.
Cool.
I played basketball there for 2 years.
Fantastic.
And then hit a crossroad and was like, okay, where am I going to go next? And
you didn't want to stay in Spartanburg?
I didn't. The great metropolis was awesome to me, but I wanted to take my career further. So
Right.
I ended up going to Belmont Abbey, which is in Belmont, North Carolina. Basically Charlotte.
Yeah.
And finished up there in 07 and, you know, started my journey at Verizon.
Well, fantastic. Well, let me ask you. So you played basketball. And did you, when you went to Charlotte, did you continue to play?
Did you continue
to play to this day?
I did. To this day, no. Absolutely not. I live vicariously through my kids.
Okay. Oh, that's what they're for.
Right?
In a lot of ways, right?
That's right.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. So you went up there. You said you started with Verizon. That was the first. Dang, that's a great segue into the corporate world. That's a good first job, man. I'll be honest with you.
You know, it was a blessing. Walking through a career fair aimlessly with a graduation coming up in a couple months, I was like, what am I going to do? And this is, you know, 2007. So right before the 08 crisis.
Oh, nice. You're good timing.
I'm walking around a career fair and I stopped by the Verizon booth because I was a user of Verizon at the time.
Yeah.
And heard that they had a management trainee program that was about to start in May. And I'm like, well, great. I graduated in May. So it's the only job I interviewed for, funny enough. I interviewed for that job and, you know, went to go to interview and I got the job. So I was a manager trainee program and it was a 2-year program and, I went from there.
And so, during those 2 years, were you able to climb some of the, did you like the culture there? What was it like?
I am super proud to say that I have held almost every single role in retail with Verizon. I started off as a greeter.
Yeah.
So think Walmart. Welcome to Walmart. I was the person that did that back in 08, 07 for Verizon.
Cool.
I was a greeter of the store.
Yeah.
Worked my way into customer service.
Yeah.
Worked my way into sales.
Yeah.
Assistant manager. Then got my own store in 2010.
Oh, dang.
Where was that store? That was in Lancaster, South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, so what a culture difference.
From Columbia to Spartanburg. Sorry, originally from London, funny enough.
Oh, that is interesting.
I was born in London.
No.
Moved to Columbia, went to school in Spartanburg, then to Charlotte, then to Lancaster, back to Charlotte with another store, and then up to Concord, North Carolina at another store. And I was like, all right, I feel like I've done the retail thing enough. I need to go over to B2B. And became a B2B sales rep for about a year.
Yeah.
And then became a manager of a B2B team in Charlotte.
Have mercy. Really? Just you doing everything over there at Verizon.
Man, look. Then I went over to Indirect. So I went to Circuit Cities and Walmarts and Best Buys.
Yeah.
Did that for about a year. And then they realigned, i.e. got laid off. And they said, hey, look, we value you. Would you be open to doing something else? And I went back to B2B.
Okay.
So had some success in B2B for a couple of years and President's Cabinet winner and, you know,
holy smokes,
winning circles, stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a journey.
Impressive journey.
It's been a journey.
That's
it's been a journey.
Good. Okay. All right. So you're back to B2B.
Yeah.
You're back in that role at Verizon. And then you're like, I mean, at some point, you're like, let's go to a different company or something. Something happened.
Man. So at that point, the next step for me.
Yeah.
Didn't seem possible in Charlotte because the people that were in those roles were not leaving or had any desire to leave or get promoted.
These are great roles, it sounds like.
Phenomenal roles. These are the roles you retire in, right?
Okay.
And that was their intentions. And so then it was, hey, if you want to get promoted, you have to move.
Okay.
And I just didn't want to move.
Yeah. You'd already planted roots Right.
Planted roots. My mom lives here. And like I said, I moved from London. So that's kind of the only family I had at the time here.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I don't want to move and leave that. So I was like, you know what? I need to go out on my own. And, you know, at the time I had a digital advertising agency I was running on the side while working at Verizon. And
so you already kind of on your
I had my next step lined up. So I had that and, you know, we had pretty good clients. And I was like, you know what? I can scale this with what I've learned from B2B sales as well as taking care of companies. And this is what I'm going to go do. That was in October of 2019.
Yeah.
Very ambitious. And we all know what happened in March of 2020. The world shut down. Yeah. So, yeah, my digital advertising agency was struggling mightily because businesses were trying to keep the lights on, right? And who's spending money on additional advertising when people can't go out? So, you know, I fought for about a year and then I was like, it's not working. I got to figure something else out.
Yeah.
And then that's when I went to my next venture in June of 21 and I became a delivery service partner for Amazon.
Yeah.
So we handled that last mile delivery in the Charlotte area for Amazon. So that was one of the best moves I made in my life.
And to this day, you're still that's still part of your business.
It is.
Your portfolio of awesomeness. Okay, tell me about that. What's happening?
Yeah, so, you know, at the time in, you know, June of 21, like I said, I was at that crossroads of I got to figure something out. And Amazon was like, we've got an opportunity.
Yeah.
But it's going to require that you move. So I'm back to moving again, right? So I sat down with my wife and I was like, hey, look, this is what we got. Yeah. We've got go back to corporate. Or continue to fight this digital advertising thing that's not moving.
Yeah.
Or I've got this great opportunity, but it requires that I go to Syracuse, New York. And she's like, she's a rock star. She's like, you got 6 months. Figure it out. I was like, all right, that's all I need. So I moved to Syracuse, New York for 6 months to get this company off the ground. And
the clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking. The pressure is on. We're talking bell to bell.
Yeah.
It's pressure because you're in a new city.
Yeah.
It's everything's new. The climate is insane compared to Colombia. Like it's frigid.
Terrible.
Feet of snow. It's wild. Great people, but the working there was very, very different than what I was used to.
Right.
And I've also got the clock. Cause my wife is at home with two kids and, you know, she didn't sign up to be a single mother, right? Yeah. Like you got to figure this thing out and
get a real ultimatum. It's like, you got 6 months or we're not doing this.
It's real. It's real. And you know, God being so good, grit being so heavy, you know, I was able to, you know, work the company, grow the company and then hire a reliable manager. So then I can then commute back and forth versus having to be there 7 days a week.
Strategic.
Try to be
strategic.
You got to think outside the box when you got 6 months.
Okay, so you must have found somebody good.
Found somebody great.
You found somebody great.
Yeah.
That allows you to execute, and I mean that's a long commute.
Yeah. So. Look, found somebody great, and you know, like I said, to this day he's a rock star. I've helped him get his own company in Charlotte.
Nice.
So what happened was, you know, so I was there for that 6 months. We did phenomenally well.
Yeah.
And then a year later, they said, "Hey, look, something opened up in Charlotte. Would you be interested to transfer down?" And I'm like, absolutely.
Imagine that.
Absolutely, I would. You know, so God being so good, I transferred back down to Charlotte. We had to close down everything in Syracuse, open up everything in Charlotte. So starting over, which obviously faces its own challenge as far as, you know, finding placements for employees and then now find new jobs. And so we did a really good job of making sure that everybody that was on with us had a place to land.
Yeah.
So no one was, you know, without pay. Because there's other companies that were in that station, right? So we found everybody a home. We transferred down. We got all our vehicles transferred down. And then in, you know, August of 22, started in Charlotte. We've been there ever since.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. This is, you know, there's so many checkpoints along the road.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like quite an exciting journey. Your wife must be awesome.
She's phenomenal.
Put up with
she's
like,
absolutely
I'm
phenomenal.
I'm going to do this. She's like,
absolutely phenomenal. Couldn't do any of it without her. She's a rock star.
Very cool. Okay. So we're at 22.
Yep.
And you're now you're in Charlotte.
I am.
New operation.
Yep.
You know, it's, I mean, we're here 3 years later and you got another operation. So let's bridge that gap.
Yeah.
So how'd it go in Charlotte opening up?
Charlotte's great. We opened up phenomenal. We've been a top performer for the last 3 years in Charlotte.
Fantastic.
And I've got a really good team that allows me to continue to be ambitious.
Yeah.
And then continue to try and find ways to employ people. Right?
Yeah.
And that's how the Fastest Lab situation happened. We've been doing really, doing really well, and it got to the point where I didn't need to be there every day.
Yeah.
And I realized that, you know, all of my employees need to be drug tested.
Yeah.
Because they're driving a commercial vehicle, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it just got my mind going about, well, you know, if all of my employees have to get drug tested, that this company, that company, so on and so forth, those have to be, you know, drug tested as well. And I wanted a business where we could have more of a work-life balance. Because my Amazon DSP is open 361 days out of the year. Whereas, you know, the Fastest Labs opportunity, once, you know, that became more and more along the lines of what we were looking at.
It was 9 to 5, maybe.
9 to 5,
work days.
Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Unless somebody needs us for, you know, a after-hours collection here or there.
Right, right.
Versus it's, you know, Amazon, right? My DSP, we're open from 8 in the morning to sometimes 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And that's 361 days a year. So it's hard to have some sort of a balance, right?
It's quite a machine.
It is definitely a machine.
Moving, my goodness.
It's definitely a machine. I mean, I've got 100 employees.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 employees and, you know, 4 managers. So it's a big deal.
Right.
Whereas, you know, with Fastest Labs, I was like, this would give us the opportunity to have something that's more along the lines of stability, one, but then two, be able to employ people here in the Midlands as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then service people in the Midlands, being that, you know, we started here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. My goodness. How do you manage a company open every day from nine? That is insane.
It is. And, you know, I think that's where, like, structure, processes, as well as, you know, just being committed to the daily grind, right?
Yeah.
And realizing that the daily grind is the norm, right? I think for a while there was a little bit of resistance, kind of like, well, I got to figure out how to make this more this or how to make it more that. And then it got to the point where I realized, like, this is the reality we live in.
Yeah.
This is our lives. We have to figure out how we manage our lives around what we have right now, because
this is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
Fighting it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. This is the consistent. This is the constant. Now, how do we build around this so we can find balance within ourselves?
Yeah. Wow. That's a fantastic way to look at growth.
You know,
got your priorities in order and how we build around
this. Try to eliminate as many distractions as possible, because the days are busy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So being a customer of Fastest Labs, I know you guys have great, you know, really easy. I love the name. It's just what it is. If we need a drug test, we're just going up the street.
That's right.
You're in and out. It's a great service. And I feel like probably, you know, people in the construction world are great customers.
400%.
Yeah.
Transportation, construction. Phenomenal customers. I mean, you know, the fact that you all understand why it's needed.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, it's one of those where you get it. Like, the risk of not drug testing somebody far outweighs the cost of a couple dollars on a test.
100%. Yeah. That's very important elements of, you know, insurance as well.
Yes. Insurance, sure, workers' comp, all
you're
of that.
You're going to get hurt. Let's make sure we get some drug tests.
For sure. For sure.
And you guys do background checks too.
Yeah, we do. And what makes us different with there is, like, you know, 80% of the time, we get the results back to you within 24 hours. And as you know, drug tests, you're getting them within 15 minutes.
Yeah. Which is great. It can be, you know, I was wondering, like, you know, if you bring some people up here and you don't really new employees, you got 5, it might be kind of awkward, but you might want to find out immediately. Let's go ahead and cross this bridge right now.
You're not wasting time.
If there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, for very sure. Cool. For sure.
Okay. So, in the area, what are you doing kind of like strategically to find, you know, you've opened up this company. I know you said Amazon was kind of one of the good platform or the services that, you know, you guys offer, the delivery services. That was a great platform Fastest Labs, what else are you doing to find new customers, like target those new people?
Yeah, great question. So for us, we're trying to be really strategic on building relationships.
Nice.
Right. So it's, you know, networking events, you know, referrals from other people so that we could truly understand what it is that their day to days look like.
Yeah.
So we can make sure that we marry what they have going on now versus trying to create a completely different process for them.
Yeah.
What makes us different is we're flexible. Right. So we can go to a company and perform our tests on site. Yeah. Or they can send people to us.
Oh, you can go to, you can
100%.
Show up. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so like if there's a situation, you've got an employee meeting, you've got 10 people here and you want to randomize on who you test, we grab our go bag, we meet you where you are, and we can do the testing then and there, right? So if you're trying to catch somebody off guard, we can definitely assist with that. There's been many nights where we've had to, you know, after hours accident on the highway, we you know, we pull up next to the person, we can do a drug test on site in those in those situations too. That way somebody's not driving a vehicle after there is an accident, knowing that they're potentially under the influence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say what we're really trying to do is, you know, just build relationships, build trust. And I think once people get to know us, I think they'll realize it makes sense to do business with us versus, you know, some of the other tactics I've seen others do. We just try to be really authentic, trying to be us and, you know, build sustainable relationships.
And you, if you just want to drug test at any time, you can just
100%.
You can just walk.
Yeah, we're flexible. Yep. Within 15, if you walk in, you're still in and out within 15 minutes.
Yeah, I love that. That was one of the great. So you just knock on the door and get it done. Yeah. You leave, didn't have to make an appointment.
Nope.
Because, you know, some companies, you know, small companies, like today's like, I don't know when I'm going to be able to get by.
Yes.
Hopefully at some point today, we can just stop in and make an app.
That's right.
Fantastic. Okay. So tell me, I mean, you know, with your resume of success here, I think some of the people want to know some, you know, some advice you can give to success in the corporate world, starting fresh. I mean, one thing is I can tell how extremely flexible you are to find, you know, problem solve, et cetera. But what type of advice can you give to the world here?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. One, you mentioned being flexible. I think approach every opportunity not with expectations.
Mm.
Right. You've got to be open-minded that if that whatever interaction you're in, whatever conversation you're in, whoever you meet, it's somebody that you can genuinely learn from.
Yeah.
And approaching those situations with the mindset of like learning from somebody.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to, you know, form relationships, one, network two, but then also two, you can then be a conduit to somebody else's success, which ultimately would then pay itself back to you.
Yeah.
Right. So I would say that's the first thing I would say. The second thing I would say is have a plan, but be flexible too. Right. Like I knew where I wanted to take my career with Verizon.
Yeah.
And I was able to gain a well-rounded resume to your point because I didn't take the linear approach. I realized that I work well with this person. This would be a good person for me to go learn under.
Yeah.
I work well with this person. This would be a good person for me to go learn under. Nice. So now I learned skills that others didn't have. So when it came to a point where I was coming for a promotion where others would have equal successes because they took the same path, I was able to provide other experiences that others did not have because I was willing to take the unconventional approach by focusing on who I worked well with.
Yeah.
As well as where I was trying to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a great strategy working in the corporate world, in the networking world, you know, just
people pour into you, right? Like people that you genuinely work well with will pour into you.
Right.
And I felt like once I found the people that I worked well with, I learned so much from them because it was easier for them to talk to me and vice versa.
Right.
Because we're speaking the same language versus if it's strictly just work and it's strictly about, you know, just getting the job done.
Yeah.
You become so task oriented that you don't necessarily have those conversations where somebody's willing to take the extra mile or the extra step to then pour into you and vice versa.
Yeah.
But because we were able to work well together, we got the job done faster. There's time that we can now have, you know, strategy conversations or brainstorming conversations. And, you know, we're both mutually learning from those experiences.
Very cool. Excellent advice. What about kind of more of like a leadership, you know, working down with the team, kind of making sure that the team's moving in a good direction? What are some of your strategies there?
Yeah, I very much look at myself as like a servant leader. My job is to remove roadblocks and by removing roadblocks, I honestly believe that I eliminate excuses as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm serving my person that works for me by removing the roadblocks that they're facing. Yeah. But I'm also eliminating the excuses that somebody could potentially come back to me with.
I see.
Because the roadblock that you were presented with, I removed it. So then now it's up to you to then execute.
Yeah.
Because I've made your path forward streamlined, right?
Yeah.
So I think for me, it's going into it with a servant mentality, but then also to then expecting the success that I expect because I've removed said barrier from your day-to-day or from your task.
What about, that's fantastic. What about being an entrepreneur in general, kind of going out on your own?
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, somebody who's in the corporate world or maybe just working in a small business, who knows, considering, hey, look, I think I might be ready to make a move. What are some of the things that they should probably consider?
I'll be honest. It's and I've tried to, in my short term as an entrepreneur, be as honest as possible about entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people want it because they believe they're going to have all this freedom.
Yeah.
And I think it's the complete opposite. Like you're always on. Like the buck stops at you, right?
Yeah.
So I would say for anyone that's looking to potentially get into entrepreneurship, my advice would be look inward.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do when no one else is around? Like, are you one that's kind of just lounging around or you're one that's kind of like looking to problem solve or looking to do something that's progressive or positive or something along those lines? Because when you become an entrepreneur, there's nobody else is telling you what to do or no one is telling you that you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like you have to have that self accountability of that. If I don't get this done, either one, other people don't eat or I don't eat. Yeah. Right. And that's something that, you know, you have to have a certain level of grit as well as like discipline, honestly.
Yeah.
Like my life is extremely regimented, calculated, routine, scheduled, because I know that I have to hold myself accountable because nobody else will and or can. The people that can are probably coming to me because I owe them something, right? Because a bill didn't get paid because I wasn't disciplined, or this didn't happen because I wasn't disciplined.
Yeah.
And I can't afford that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you speak to so many different awesome things right there. You're talking about discipline, the lack of freedom that you really enter into the entrepreneur world. Yeah, so I guess my next question is, like, on a day-to-day, kind of how do you prioritize? How do you get the wheels moving? I mean, you said you're, you know, everything's very planned out, I guess, regimented. Are you Sunday evenings like writing down what the goals for the week are, or do you have like your whole month's planned out? What's that look like for you?
Yeah, so I've got my week planned out as far as days I'm going to be where. And then from there, every night I have to do a brain dump. And that brain dump consists of me just putting everything in my phone. In my reminder, I use an iPhone, so I have reminders on my phone and I just brain dump every single night. And I realize that it helps me sleep.
Oh, that's awesome.
It helps me sleep because if I don't,
you mean thinking about
I start
it all
thinking
night.
About all the stuff that I have to do the next day because I don't want to forget it.
Yeah.
Versus if I brain dump at night, everything goes into my reminders and then I can sleep soundly knowing that I don't have to try and remember it because it's already in a device to remember it.
Right. It's like a placeholder for,
exactly.
for important stuff. Yeah.
So
nice.
Then the next morning it's, you know, I wake up at 4:45 every morning. So 4:45, it's gym. It's 4:45, gym, check phone, make sure that there's no fires. Because the reason I wake up that early is because, one, nobody else is up that reports to me or I have to, you know, give stuff to. And then once
you
I get out
of- jump on them, I guess, guys.
Yeah, exactly. It's my quiet time.
Yeah.
It's honestly my quiet time. My kids are asleep.
Cool.
My employees are not working.
Yeah.
And it's a time where, like, I don't have to, you know, be glued to a phone.
Right.
To make sure that there's nothing's going on, right? So after the gym, then I start, you know, checking stuff. And then it goes into, okay, let's look at the reminders we have for today. And now we can kind of plan how the day goes from there.
Very cool. Very cool. That sounds highly effective.
Yeah.
All right. So what's some the last thing I want to bring it back to Fastest Labs. I know that's the most current project.
Yeah.
What else you want? What messages you want to put out there to somebody listening who has employees who's thinking, yeah, maybe I should, you know, change it up, maybe get a drug test somewhere else.
Yeah.
What final message you
got? Yeah. So I would say for us, I mean, the biggest thing is, one, we are flexible.
Yeah.
So we can meet you where you are. And I mean that from a standpoint of cost. And I mean that from a standpoint of actually location.
Yeah.
And then two, just a conversation to kind of understand where you are now. And I think there's a lot of cases where we are the perfect fit. And there's other cases where we are a good fit. And we just want to kind of make sure that we are able to work with people that are looking to streamline things.
Yeah.
Also then, you know, potentially save, because we do have an opportunity where we can meet or beat pricing as well.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, quality of service. If you have time, check out our Google reviews. We've got over 400 five-star Google reviews, which I believe speaks to
awesome.
The quality of service.
Yeah.
And even though we are local, there are other locations across the country. In the event that you do have people that are traveling,
yeah.
you don't have to go form new relationships in each city that your person goes to.
Okay. How do they find you?
FastestLabs.com/West Columbia.
Nice.
And I'm Sydney Hoff on social media. So
rock there. And roll. Yeah. Everybody needs to reach out to this man. Hey, thank you so much for
thank
coming
for
on.
Me.
It's been a pleasure. You got an awesome story.
Thank you.
So this has been awesome. Thanks again.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.